Welcome. Are you ready to take a journey with me into knowledge, enlightenment, and discovery? Then let's journey again together. This is your host, Rebecca Jernigan, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Good afternoon and welcome to Journeys. I'm your tour guide into discoveries, Rebecca Jernigan. A great friend of the show, Nancy Miller Ogren, will be joining us in just a moment. And as always, it's going to be fun and a joy. But first, let me thank my sponsor, Fate Magazine, for all their support over the last, three or so years. You know, there's some wonderful articles in the current issue, including You Never Want to Cross an Elf by Brad Steiger, and he's been a former guest right here on Journeys with Rebecca, and Giants, Fact or Fiction, and this article is by Scott Corrales. Now, you know, Fate is the only place you can find these types of articles, from psychics and spiritualists, archaeological hotspots and fringe science, to authoritative UFO and paranormal investigation, and of course, readers' personal mystic experiences. Fate articles are factual, informative, and entertaining. So here's their website, that's www.fatemag.com, and of course, you can always get to it from my website. And if you're not there yet, please head on over to the website. That's journeyswithrebecca.com. I have lots and lots of new things posted. And of course, while you're there, you can schedule your private reading appointment with me. And of course, always there's going to be links to my future and past guests. Okay, about my guest this afternoon, Nancy Miller Ogren. You know, Nancy has a combined various interests, and she has created through both Pathways and Moonways, which, by the way, are publications that we are going to talk about today, and opportunities for people to create the life they were meant to live. For the last 30 years, she's been working with people through private consultations, workshops, and radio appearances, helping people to achieve more confidence and passion in their lives. Now, her website is nancymillerogren.com. And stay tuned, and we're going to be right back with Nancy Miller Ogren right here on Journeys with Rebecca. Hi, this is Rebecca. You know, it's easy to keep up with all the latest Journeys news. My upcoming guest, just sign up to receive the Journeys newsletter. It's free, and you will never receive any junk mail. Your email is never sold or distributed. So keep up to date the easy way. Just log on to my website, journeyswithrebecca.com, and at the bottom of the main page, you'll see the box. Type in your email address, and you're done. And once a week or so, you'll receive all the latest Journeys news. Fate Magazine is dedicated to the scientific method, to calm analysis of the known and the unknown. It is a magazine for the logical man, the religious man, for the doubtful man, for the observing man, and above all, for the man who wants to know the answers to those greatest of all questions. Why was I born? Where am I going? Who and what am I? You might call Fate a cosmic reporter. Log on to www.fatemag.com.
The biggest threat to freedom isn't the next corporation involved in a scandal. It's not covert government operations, or even politicians. The most immediate, persistent, avoidable threat to your freedom is you. You're the only one that can keep yourself from voting, from writing a letter to your congressman, from reading a newspaper. Listen, take advantage of your rights. Learn how at explorefreedomusa.org. Your freedom thrives only when you use it. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than talk, it's entertaining insight and discoveries. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. And as promised, I have one of my recurring guests here, Nancy Miller Ogren, who is, I call her endearingly, my resident astrologer and partner in information. Welcome to the show, Nancy.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. We have, and we do this every time, just for people who are out there listening. Before you and I get ready to do a show, we probably talk as long before the show as we do during the show. about everything that's going on. It's fun.
It is.
Absolutely delightful, I'm going to tell you. And, you know, there's people out there. I just want to let everyone know, there, you all out there that are listening, if you need to have a question answered either by me or by Nancy, we're going to give you all that information at the end of the show. You know, we'll be happy to answer a question for you, and that's something that we can either email or we can talk about it on the next show when she's back on or whatever. But we're going to kind of take care of that a little bit later on, like I said, at the end of the show. Now, because we are coming into some very significant energy, as you all know, the world is just absolutely changing faster than we can talk about it. We have all kinds of world events, both politically, socially, religiously speaking. We also have earth changes, lots of activity on the earth plane even as we speak. And Nancy is going to be here to talk a little bit about some of those things, but we're also going to be talking about astrology as it pertains to individuals and how to utilize the energies that come forward during each moon, each month, you know, as each day goes. Every day is going to be a little different than the day before because the planets move and they do affect us. So, Nancy, I'm going to kind of turn it over to you and let's talk about the next significant event coming up, astrologically speaking.
Which would be the Scorpio full moon, late May 12th and all of Saturday the 13th, next Saturday. And so a Scorpio full moon is a pretty important event. I would say it's one of the most powerful full moons of the year. And because it's spring, you know, all of the Halloween new moon Scorpio veil, you know, thinner veil energy of the winter of late October gets a lot of attention, but this spring Scorpio full moon, I always visualize it as, you know, how you hear all the stories, Gaelic stories and histories and things about the elves and the fairies and all of that. You know, the full moon they come out and dance in the spring is the Scorpio full moon. It's magic. It's mystical. And we have to go there.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I know. This is really, truly to me, again, as everyone who has ever heard me for 5 minutes knows, a full moon, you must go outside and dance naked under. You must. You must. And can you imagine who you're going to run into if you're dancing out there?
Yeah, probably.
About midnight Friday night?
Yeah, there you go. I want you all to put that in your visual mind.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Okay, even that, if you stand at your back door to your yard naked and you can't go outside and dance for fear, at least stand in the doorway and feel the light of that full moon coming down on you. You just have to feel that freedom, because that's who we used to be. We used to be mystical and magical and free.
And you know, that's so true. And that's so true. And I want to just, that the feeling of that full moon, as you said, it's no different for me as far as the experience than standing out in the sunlight and letting the gentle sun come in on you. You can feel the energy. You can feel the heat. You can also feel it from the moon.
You can. And you do feel, you know, in ancient times they had part of their ritual ceremony was the women would reach up to a full moon as if they were bringing it down out of the sky.
Yes.
That's exactly that. That energy that comes in, communes with you.
It does. It speaks.
It absolutely does. And in the Celtic, I don't want to say legend and lore, in Celtic truth, this moon, this is where the crone is. The wise woman is represented by this Scorpio full moon, because she has access, the crone, the wisdom keeper, the wise woman, in all of the little villages and hamlets and whatnot. And today, the crone energy is the wisdom to be passed on. And through Scorpio, this Scorpio full moon, it's passed on at many, many levels from many, many realms. It isn't just, you know, keep your checkbook balanced and your life will work. I mean, it's really deep information.
It's from the soul.
It is
spirit.
From the soul.
Yes.
It absolutely is from the soul.
It's that it's that sharing of information that's on a knowing level as opposed to just reading a book and gathering it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
And I guess we have the maid, the mother, and the crone.
Exactly.
So that's coming up is going to be the season, if you will, of the crone.
That's right.
So let's talk a little bit about that planet of Scorpio so that people understand exactly what the energy is of that and why it is so strong, because it is a full moon in Scorpio.
Exactly. Well, and because obviously the moon is water represented, the moon as a planet rules Cancer. Neptune rules Pisces, Pluto rules Scorpio. With all of this water and flow, the visual is that diving into your own unconscious self. And I had an experience, maybe I talked about this last time, but I had this experience during a massage where I kept diving into my own unconscious, and I went deeper and deeper. And it was during a water sign moon. It wasn't during a water sign, but it was during a water sign moon. And I just kept diving, and the beauty of that was amazing, because instead of it being shadowy dark, it actually is a discovery of a whole realm of ourselves that we can access, that we aren't even aware is there. We have memory that we don't know we have. And it really is of, I'm capable of overcoming. And what is the symbol of the Scorpio? The symbol is the scorpion, but the transpersonal symbol is that phoenix rising from the ashes.
Ooh-hoo.
And that's how I want people to see themselves, is I don't have to endure. I can rise above and thrive from this. And I will invest myself in my own wisdom.
Oh.
So that's another thing we've been separated from, is that we are the wisdom keepers.
You know, we are. And our I think worldwide mostly, not everyone, but worldwide mostly, we have been taught in programmed, if you will, that wisdom comes from others.
Yes.
It's always outside of ourselves. And
that's right.
Not true.
That's right. It's not true.
Not true.
And while this, as this moon at the end of the week is going to 22 degrees, which is where it will be full, it passes over 12 degrees of Jupiter, also in Scorpio retrograde. Now, Jupiter is very expansive and says, open yourself to all that can be. In retrograde, it's saying, and as you're opening, release your own limits. And as a civilization, we have got to quit being fear-based, limited conceptually. We have to stop that. And so this opportunity, when a planet is retrograde, it's not really moving backwards. It appears to be, because it's on a different orbit than us at the moment on Earth. But Jupiter in Scorpio says, what is your most expanded vision rather than what is your most limited fear? Look at the difference in that.
That's a whole different concept.
It's a whole different concept, and it takes courage, but there's nobody braver in walking, you know, into the shadow of the valley of death than a Scorpio full moon. Come on, it's not, you don't really do that. You come up the other side, and you're on a plateau, and you can see the vista beyond your wildest dreams.
I love it. Let's talk a little bit about that fear thing.
Yes.
You know, for me, fear is like a cancer. It will eat and eat and eat and eat away at a person, and where I believe that's where judgment and prejudice and bias and negative thought processes, worrying energy comes from, is from fear.
It absolutely is.
And if we say enough is enough, I will not be in fear, and I will just, whatever happens will happen.
Mm-hmm.
When you remove the fear, it's as if you like deflate that energy of fear. You deflate it. It's like a balloon, and it loses its power.
Exactly.
It loses its momentum. It loses in the process. That is what's important to remember.
It is. And I'm actually going to quote somebody. Oh. I'm going to quote Ralph Waldo Emerson.
I love him.
And he said, fear defeats more people than any other one thing in the world.
That's very profound.
It is. And just for your reader or your listeners, that comes from the mountainastrologer.com webpage, and you can go on there and click on current lunation and you get a write-up and the chart, just to let you know.
I love it. That's great.
But there's always a quote at the very end, and that is so true. It's our own fear. It isn't an outside force. It isn't an invading army. It isn't anything. It isn't the government. It's fear. And as we release fear and replace it with optimism and with just even possibility will take you to opportunity, and opportunity will take you to unlimited experiences.
It's choice.
It is.
It's choice. And, you know, let's, in regards to the fear thing, we can start with the simplest things. The simplest things in our own little world in which we live in. Our own environment. We can say, I'm not going to be fearful about.
Right.
I'm going to just meet that head on. Little small baby steps.
Little. Yep. Stopping yourself in the middle of a ain't it awful sentence.
Yeah. I like that. Ain't it awful?
Ain't it awful. Games people play.
Yeah.
Ain't it awful. Yeah. And as soon as you stop yourself, seriously, put your hand over your mouth and stop it.
Yep.
And then say, wait a minute, let me rephrase that.
Yep.
Your whole subconscious mind goes, what? We're not going to say that anymore? Okay, well, we'll throw that out.
Yeah.
And it starts changing. And the vibration that comes from purposefully saying, I don't want to say that anymore, and I don't want to think that anymore, you'll be amazed.
Yep. By just standing up.
Yep.
Standing up and saying, I'm not doing that anymore.
That's right.
One little baby step at a time. It is so liberating.
It is.
So
it is.
Free.
And people around you then start having more confidence in even expressing. Because if they know, I mean, I know you deal with people all the time, as do I, and they'll say, well, I talked to a couple of friends about this, and, you know, they said, oh, that'll never work. And I have to say, well, I'm going to represent the other side then. I'm representing unlimited opportunity. Let's look at how we could make this work. And with all of my practicality, I find a way. I get a plan going.
Well, and that's because you're a Taurus, right?
Yes, that's because I am.
Well, I want to throw that out.
Yes, that is
you,
because
you speak
I'm
from,
Taurus.
You know, definite experience here.
Well, and let me say that I had to learn to be comfortable with these Scorpio full moons.
Yeah,
I mean,
I would
because
imagine.
Obviously it's the opposite sign of Taurus. It's six signs opposite. The full moon is always six signs opposite the sun sign.
Right.
And so this is opposites, but on the other hand, I can have experiences during this Scorpio full moon that hold me for a year. It sends me on expeditions in my mind.
Right, exactly.
And that's what you have to be open to.
Well, you do. And, you know, and these Scorpio full moons for me are just like, you know, I just am like, I'm a lion, hear me roar.
Well, and there's a reason for that. Your birth moon is in a full moon in Scorpio. Your moon is in Scorpio at 29 degrees, and within degrees every spring, you are reactivated.
I am.
You're like shot out of a cannon.
I am. And, you know, that energy, that particular energy usually lasts, I mean, that strength of it usually lasts for me about 4 or 5 months. Just,
oh, I'm sure
just
it does.
Just really strong.
Yes.
And I usually get a lot of things done in the summer, spring and summer.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen for me.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely makes sense. When I looked at that this morning, when I, you know, I pulled up your chart and I looked at that this morning, and I thought, oh my God. Which is also why you're so intuitive. I mean, it is. You really have such an absolute connection to all that is esoteric and metaphysical. You came here knowing that was the direction of your life.
You know, we had that conversation here earlier before we started this show, and we'll have to get into that probably in the next segment.
Uh-huh.
We'll talk a little bit more about that kind of stuff, and because I know that there's people out there that need to hear our stories, our personal stories,
yeah,
as well, only for the feeling of it lets them know that they're not alone.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's what this show's about. This show's about sharing information. It's about... It's not about judging anything. It's the information's here, use it or not.
Exactly.
You know, and that's the whole premise behind it. So now we're coming into this Scorpio full moon. Everyone, who would be negatively affected by it, Nancy? Anybody that would be negatively affected by a Scorpio full moon?
Rather than signs, I think it's hard for people. What it would be hard for. Are people who feel like if they let go of any of their structures, so that would be, like I said, since it's opposite Taurus, it's the earth signs, the three earth signs, Capricorn, Taurus, and Virgos, have a little bit of trouble saying, I'll just let go.
Yes.
That's why I think any earth sign really ought to be in the tub on Saturday, Friday night, and Saturday night. You know, take a bath,
yeah,
please. Get yourself in some water, light some candles, and float. And you'll feel a whole different perspective, mainly because you need to let go of that body. And so anyone who feels the rigidity of, I must stay grounded or I'll die, Then take a bath and float and let yourself sense the safety of release. And then those structures aren't quite as imperative.
No, and I think, and I like the way that you said that, because people that are very structured like that, that can't work outside that realm, they don't realize how constricting that truly is for them.
Exactly.
Because that's what breeds the fear, you know, as far as I have to do this time or this time. The world doesn't fall apart, and when you step out of that, you'll realize that when you change your structure, change something, you will realize that your world doesn't fall apart, and it is extraordinarily liberating.
Exactly.
Oh, it's just freeing, freeing, freeing.
It certainly is.
So I think that's a good thing. And, you know, for those that don't maybe, you know, don't have a tub or take a pool.
Take a shower.
Yeah,
in
anything.
Candle light.
Yeah.
Just don't keep your lights on.
Yeah.
Seriously, just take a shower.
Yeah.
Get a tall glass of water and stand outside. I don't care. You know, that's the other game, you know, we come against. Yes, but I don't have a tub. Yes, but... it's cold outside where I live. Yes, but, and I say, okay, what would you do? Figure out what you do, not what you wouldn't do.
Right.
Always figure out your plan B that might let you experience something new.
Right, exactly.
Instead of going with plan A, which is, I'm sorry, that doesn't work for me.
Yeah, you can just figure it out. Just use your imagination.
Exactly. On a moon like this, oh my God, not only your imagination, but all of those other wonderful realms of magic and mystical experience.
Exactly. And it's not that hard to do, folks. It really is
not that hard
to do. You know, Nancy, we're about out of time.
Okay.
When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the astrology, as far as what it's doing to, like, all the energies on the earth plane. And then we're going to get into some more esoteric stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Want to know what's on my coffee table? The latest issue of Fate Magazine. Hi, this is Rebecca. You know, Fate Magazine provides a one-of-a-kind reading experience. Published continuously since 1948, Fate is the only publication to consistently supply its loyal readership with a broad array of true accounts of the strange and unknown, from psychics and spiritualists to archaeological hotspots and fringe science, from authoritative UFO and paranormal investigations to readers' personal mystic experiences. Fate articles are factual informative, and entertaining. Fate's unique mix serves the growing audience of people seeking both answers and entertainment. Find out more about Fate, and to subscribe, log on to www.fatemag.com or call 1-800-728-2730.
This is a public service message from the National Fatherhood Initiative and the Ad Council.
I'm sitting here with my kids and my wife and everything that I hold dear in my life. We say grace and thank the Lord, got so much to be thankful for. Then it's up the stairs and off to bed, and my little girl says, I haven't had my story yet. Everything weighing on my mind disappears just like that when she lifts her head off her pillow and says, I love you, Dad.
I know how important a dad can be. That's why my wife and I take our daughters on tour with us. My name's Tim McGraw, and I want to say, it doesn't take a superstar, but it takes a man to be a dad. Call 1-800-790-DADS for free helpful information.
I don't know why they say grown men don't cry.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Hello and welcome back to Journeys. We're here with Nancy Miller-Ogren talking about, we started out, Nancy, talking about the Scorpio full moon, which is coming up on Friday.
Friday night into Saturday.
Into Saturday, which is the 12th and 13th of May,
right.
2006.
Right.
And we have some other things that you wanted to share, so I'm going to let you kind of go with that. We talked a little bit on commercial break here about that.
Well, I think I'd like to also talk about the fact that that we seem to be sort of hurtling warp speed in a variety of unfocused directions. And it feels a little bit more like that fear, what we talked about fear, is up because the idea that tomorrow is positive and I look forward to it, and tomorrow being 20 years from now, 100 years from now, and as we're shifting, and of course, for me, astrologically, we're shifting into that age of Aquarius, and it is going to be, we're leaving behind a whole 2,000-year age. The age of Pisces was 2,000 years. Every age is 2,000 years. We're moving into Aquarius, and the shift time for an age is, you know, easily about 150 to 200-year shift, and we're in it, and it's big. And Aquarius is about humanity and fairness and equality and all of those things, and it's going to be true. And people are going to look back 1,500 years from now and go, what was their problem?
Yeah, exactly.
Why couldn't they get humanity? How hard a concept could that be? Or equality? And, of course, the last throes of any age is the difficulty in saying, I'm willing to change, I'm willing to shift. For instance, the patriarchy would be willing to let go of control and power. Not an easy thing to do. They got it. You know, it took them 4,000 years to get it, but they got it. And now they're not really willing to. And it isn't that, because 6,000 years ago it was the matriarchy, and then the patriarchy sort of took over in creating dominance, and then the church took over dominance in the last 2,000 years. It wasn't tribal chiefs anymore. It was a dogma. And now we're at a crossroads again of what else, how else could we do this so that there isn't one small segment with all the power? It's about individualism, and that's why and it's moving fast. You can feel it. You know, when people talk about, Greg Braden talks about zero point,
yes,
about how it's different, and it is different. And it's like we're waking ourselves up, and of course, again, a Taurus. This is the bull laying in the meadow going, I'm fine, thank you, I'm under the tree.
Yeah.
It's a nice day, don't bother me.
Right.
But if I can do it, anybody can do it. I've got 6 planets in Taurus. I can do it. I'm saying, okay, I really get it. I really get this shift in energy. And I get that we have to decide on how we perceive and look forward to past this. This is just the throes, death throes, really, of a whole bunch of belief systems. At the same time, exactly the same time, simultaneously, we are birthing, all of us, gestating and birthing a whole new reality that will last 2,000 years.
Now, that gets along with one of my past guests, Nancy. His name was Walter Cruttenden, talking about the great year. And he talks about, in his whole premise was about the 2,000-year cycle of all the planets being in 2,000-year cycles.
Exactly.
All the ages. And he talks specifically about the rise and the fall of civilizations.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he bases his on. But it's all astrology based.
Right.
And when I had that communication with him, I was like, oh my gosh, it just, I get it, I get it, I get it. I get it.
Yes.
And, you know, it makes total sense, because for those of us who have memories, past life regressions, lucid dreaming, spiritual enlightenment in our moments of meditation or whatever we're experiencing, we know that there's something higher than ourselves. We know that there's other things. Those that speak with their guides or their angels or people that have passed over, they get it. They understand that there's something more than what we've experienced in this physicality.
Right.
In this reality.
Exactly.
So, and, you know, I want to get back to the age of Aquarius. The reason why I want to do that is because big movement in the 70s about that.
Yes.
And so people thought we were already in it.
Right.
But we were coming out of Pisces, going into, and what it was celebrating was, see, back in the 70s, people knew this.
That's right. They did. They did, and they knew it, like they said, you know, it's the dawning. It's the dawning of an age.
Yes.
And it truly is, and it's the dawning, which means that certain civilizations, if they are going to hold on to the old premise, are going to have to recede in dominance in order to reemerge in a whole new dynamic. And it is not, and I always say this, it is not about the end of the world. It is not about the end of the world. It is about the end of an era. I mean, when you consciously think about, they were celebrating the anniversary of the 1906 earthquake. Both my mother and father were born in 1906, and you look back, that was 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And what was? I mean, you look at that. That was an era that had to end. I mean, look at that.
I know.
The automobile was the beginning of a new era. Everything is an ending and a beginning. Everything. And if we stop behaving as though it's a tragedy and start behaving as though it's not an opportunity and release the idea we must go backwards 50 years in order to be in the right place, that isn't going to work. That isn't going to work. We have to go forward. And forward means change. I mean, we've lived through this 100 years. I look at this, and you know, my kids say to me, well, talk about the 50s, which, of course, is also an era that's gone by.
Yes.
But we couldn't have held on to it either. It wasn't ideal. It wasn't ideal at all. There wasn't freedom.
No, there was very segregated things that people did. I mean, let's take a look at even the United States and all of its turmoil.
Oh, heavens, yeah.
I mean, it really started in the 40s, and then it went through the 50s, and then the 60s and 70s. I mean, I've talked to my children about some the political, social issues that were prevalent in the 50s, 60s, and 70s because we lived through them.
That's right.
And, you know, they think they couldn't imagine that.
No, no.
I was like, well, but it's all good. Look at where we're at now.
Yeah. But, and again, the 60s in San Francisco looked terrible from the observer point of view.
Yes.
It was darn scary.
Yes.
But on the other hand, freedoms came.
Yes.
Exactly what was supposed to happen. And the idea that freedom is not good is delusional.
Yes.
So the idea that, and again, even to the things about, you know, the mothership and galaxies and far, far away. I mean, it wasn't a coincidence Star Trek was a hit. It was opening a portal of information.
Yes.
It isn't weird. It isn't bizarre. It's opportunity.
And, you know, for that we have to thank Hollywood, even in its,
oh, gosh,
its
yes.
faults. We have to thank Hollywood for bringing forth this because people out there have experienced this for years and years and years and years and years and years.
Absolutely.
And now it's time to, now we're bringing it out of the closet.
And it isn't, yes, and it isn't to be considered, you know, people are in the media, but the media is so far behind times and out of touch that they don't even get to count, you know. But reality.
It's all about making a dollar.
True. Well, you know, the media, I mean. You're the alternative media, thank goodness. And we need that. We need the pockets. We need the pockets of alternative thought.
Yes.
Because that is not encouraged right now. And those who have alternative experiences, they don't get to go say to their friends, you know, I had this incredible experience and I don't know how to explain it, but I was visited. Okay, I'd like to hear more about that. But most everybody says, well, maybe you ought to have a 72-hour observation time, and let's see if we can't bring you back.
Yeah, I like those shows. Oh, we have no scientific proof.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, we do. We have plenty of it. And we've got to agree to multiple personalities. And realities, they're not that bad.
No, they're not.
They're really not. And again, you know, I go back to the automobile. There were people who said that was the work of the devil and that it would never work. And how could that be viable? And now we can't get out of them.
Right.
So we have to remember that we have to tolerate and understand and be open to whatever the perception of reality is at this time because it's transition. Different people are having different experiences.
Yes.
And it's primary that we adapt to and accept that. And it is exactly the same thing. If your family thought in the late 40s and early 50s that segregation was the way, you would look at them now and say, that just can't be. And we have to also agree that whatever experiences are coming through, they're coming through because we have to be ready for a different era.
Yes, we have to because there are so many... And we'll get back to the very beginning where we talked about time.
Yes.
And it actually has sped up in much of a sense. The
right.
energies are, because they're changing, we no longer have that laid-back energy that's
right.
here because we were compliant. We were,
yeah.
what's the word I want to use here? That wasn't really the word. But we've just kind of let things go.
Right.
We've let things go, and then it was like, okay, well, now we have a wake-up call.
Yes.
Because we're ending this age.
Yes, exactly.
And now we're bringing us in some new ages. And because
right.
of that, and the new energies, because of that, we're not the laid-back people. That doesn't mean you can't have a quiet, laid-back life.
No.
What it means is that the world is changing, and it's time.
We have to
all come on board. We all have to get back on board with that.
And, of course, you know, still to this day, to talk about new ages is a little bit, you know, tricky unless you're in the right circumstances and in the right environment, but it's important that a new age of information be allowed to emerge It's not about wacky stuff. It's about alternative ways.
Yes.
You wouldn't still be doing what you were doing 100 years ago.
Would we want to?
Exactly.
Would you want medicine
and all, you know, alternative ways of doing things? I mean, lots of things that were alternative in the 40s and 50s would be thought primitive today.
Yes.
And they were alternative then. Oh, well, we can't do that.
Here's the thing that I talk about is I was telling somebody very young didn't know anything about phones and how we had party lines.
Oh, yes.
You shared a phone line with maybe 10 other neighbors. You could pick up and hear their conversation.
You bet.
And now everyone's got two or three phones in their house. They got a cell phone. You know, they got Blackberries. They got iPods. They got this. They got that.
Yep.
It's crazy.
And again, there are segments that struggle with that and say, I could never do that. I could never have all of that going on. And yet, as you adapt, and that's really what it is, it's adaptation and accommodation of the emerging reality.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. We got more. Do not go away. We'll be back with Nancy Ogren in just a moment. I love my coffee, and during every Journeys with Rebecca radio show, I'm sipping on a big cup of my favorite coffee. You know, everyone who knows me knows how much I love my coffee, and I'm always drinking it from my super-sized Journeys logo coffee mug. It's a hefty 15-ounce ceramic mug, large, easy-grip handle, with the logo of Journeys with Rebecca emblazoned on the side. You know, it really is a beautiful cup. So join me with a big cup of Java and some wonderful conversation. You can find this special item at my web store. And for a limited time and for a very special price of only $16.99. So go to my website, journeyswithrebecca.com, and click on the web store link. Now that's like a good cup of coffee.
For the people in our military, it's a time of sacrifice and duty. That's why all four military aid societies have joined together to form the Armed Forces Relief Trust to help military families cope with financial and medical emergencies at home. With so many serving overseas, the need is greater than ever. You can learn more and donate at www.afrtrust.org. A message from the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Rebecca. You know, it's easy to keep up with all the latest Journeys news. My upcoming guest, just sign up to receive the Journeys newsletter. It's free, and you will never receive any junk mail. Your email is never sold or distributed. So keep up to date the easy way. Just log on to my website, journeyswithrebecca.com, and at the bottom of the main page, you'll see the box. Type in your email address, and you're done. And once a week or so, you'll receive all the latest Journeys news.
Find out more about a show topic or guest. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. We're here with Nancy Ogren. We've been talking, let's just do a little quick recap here, Nance. We've been talking about the Scorpio full moon coming up at the end of Friday, May 12th, all the way through the 13th of May.
Uh-huh.
We really need to focus on that for people that would like more information. We're going to give Nancy's website and email address and all of that. You know, she was kind enough to send me at the beginning of the year a day book, a journal. It's called the Moonways Guide, and I leave it out on my desk, and I look at it every day because it's done by a week, and I look at it every day, and I kind of get a feel for what's going on. And the Scorpio full moon, when I turned the page, I seen that, and I was like, oh, yeah. And, you know, there is a lot of opportunity with the times coming up, and I think that's kind of where you wanted to take this, is to talk a little bit about the
I do, because part of the reason I started putting together that daybook journal is that my sort of mantra is look forward. Look forward. Stop looking back. Look forward. And the thing I see is every 2 weeks, every single 2 weeks, whether you know it or not, whether you believe in astrology or not, opportunity shows up in your life. Every new moon is when you set your intentions, you make positive, you make a statement of focus and goal and future. And just you make it comfortable, you make it resonate with you. You make it my focus is, my purpose is, I'm looking forward to, all of that. And then every other 2 weeks on the full moon, you affirm and celebrate your life. And every 2 weeks you can be doing this. For God's sakes, get some cupcakes and have a party. I mean, it's your life, people.
You know, and that is so true, because I get my girlfriends and I, we get together a couple of times a month, and that's what we do. We celebrate it because it's about the natural flows of energy that are present on this earth plane.
Exactly. And it is. It's been doing this, you know, before we had TV,
forever.
And before we had movies, we had celebrations in each and every village.
Yeah.
We had a celebration twice a month. I mean, why do you think all of those, you know, we always keep track of, in Italy, this is, you know, this was Fortuna Day, Fortune Day, because of the goddess Fortuna.
Right.
I mean, what do you think those women were doing? That's why that's why the church had to stop them. They were having parties every 2 weeks. And they were happy people.
They were.
And they had direction. And they had motivation. And their legends and stories and rituals, we still are uncovering them today. And it's important to remember that was really, this was the time when we were able to track cycles. And that moon in the sky was our guiding cycle. And what I want people to think about is, I'm in charge here. Nobody is in charge of me but me. And this is, as I remind people, this is still a free country. And so if you're not happy in your job, then start intending to find another one, to discover an opportunity where you'd be doing something that you're much more contented with than the one like I say, you know, this is not communist Russia. You do not have to stay where you were put by the government. You start looking, and I don't want to hear yes, but you don't know how hard it is out there. Yeah, I do. And in spite of that, I'm optimistic that you could find another job.
If you look.
If you look. If you tell people.
Yes.
Tell three people you're looking for a job and you'll have one.
Yes. Exactly. Or you'll get the leads.
Absolutely.
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 I agree.
And there's just, it isn't hard. It was hard maybe 50 years ago. Or, you know, it was hard when you lived in a village and you only had that was the only place you had. But it's not hard. This is a different world. Go back to the different world and use opportunity as your mantra. And I swear to you, if you will say it's easy, ahead of everything that you have to do, I'm going to do this tomorrow, and it's easy. It's easy. And you mantra it's easy, again, your subconscious mind goes, oh, we've got to throw out another concept that I guess doesn't serve us anymore, and replace it with it's easy. And you'll be amazed at how easy it gets to be.
It does.
It does.
Because that's also a fear thing when we go but.
Oh,
but,
yes.
But.
It's oh,
a
yes.
Fear. It's that program we talked about.
Exactly. Because if it was easy, then I'm going to have to take responsibility for it not happening.
Right.
That's right. You do.
Okay, real quick before we run out of time.
Yes.
For the rest of the year, we're going to have you back on here in another few weeks, too.
Yeah.
But for the next year, as far as these earth changes, anything that you can pinpoint astrologically speaking?
Well, I think the biggest piece is that we're following, we've got big planets moving signs coming up, and I will talk more about it. But the big planets are at the ends of signs, and some of them, you know, the Pluto in a sign for a number of years and that kind of thing. It takes 87 years to go through the zodiac for an outer planet like Pluto. So what we're going to talk about, or what I want you to know, is the shifts will feel pretty profound and quite impacting, and that's not a bad thing. You will feel shifts. You will feel you must move, and you will feel like, I agree. A surrendering in trust is probably the most important thing to do this coming year.
And when we get you back on, we're going to talk specifically about that.
Yes.
So I want all of you out there that wants more information, check out the website, journeyswithrebecca.com. It's going to let you know when Nancy's going to be back on again. We're going to try to title it so that you'll know that what we're going to be speaking about.
Yep.
And don't forget, y'all can get on my newsletter and also Nancy's newsletter.
Yes.
We do not share our newsletters, the information that you get. You can go onto my website. I'll be happy to send out a weekly update as to what's going on with Journeys, and I'm going to turn it over to you now and have you give everyone your information so they can get a hold of you and talk about your wonderful newsletter about what you send out twice a month.
Ah, yes. I send out twice monthly a moon mail. I call it a moon mailing, and you can get on for, it costs you nothing. Just email me at Nancy Ogren, O-G-R-E-N, at comcast.net. And put in the subject, moon mailing, and I put you on my list, and every 2 weeks you get a moon mailing telling you about the current lunation. Also, my webpage is nancymillerogren.com, and on there you can book a reading, you can pay for it online, or you can find out what I do, because I do charts and readings, and you can access me that way. And you can also go through there to let me know you want a moon mailing. So please visit me.
And, you know, there's some new announcements going to be coming up on the Journeys with Rebecca webpage. And eventually here, within the next, we're hoping, 45 days, we're going to be doing live broadcasts. We're going to be bringing Nancy on. And Nancy and I will both be doing readings online for people free of charge. So that's going to be coming up in the Journeys newsletter. We're also going to let you know when Nancy's going to be on so that we can do this. This is going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
I mean, just, you know.
So much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, Nancy and I don't get along at all. If you can't tell that. So we're just having too much fun doing all of this. But more than that, we're trying to share information. So the questions that you all have are going to be perfect. So don't think that your questions aren't.
Oh, no. We're excited about them.
And do. Go out this Friday night and stand naked if you can. If not, do what Nancy suggested earlier. Just stand in your doorway or something if you're living in the city or whatever. But definitely take advantage of this Scorpio full moon, because it is going to be promising, to be sure.
Exactly.
Nancy, I thank you so much for being here, my dear.
You bet.
I can't wait until the next time you're back on. You guys, until then, take care.
Schedule your private psychic reading with Rebecca, a truly gifted intuitive and clairvoyant, and the host of Journeys with Rebecca radio show. Call 1-888-958-2768. That's 1-888-958-2768. Where will your life's journey take you?
Journeys with Rebecca is sponsored by Fate Magazine, published continuously since 1948, with a broad array of true accounts of the strange and unknown. Subscribe today at FateMag.com. I'd like to thank my guests tonight for sharing their wonderful information and knowledge with us. And a special thanks goes out to you, the listeners. Now, you know, the guests I have on air are given the opportunity to share their viewpoints or ideas. Now, you and I have the opportunity of choice in regards to those ideas or viewpoints. Be sure to check in next week for more enlightening educational talk and discoveries. This is Rebecca of Journeys with Rebecca. Until we meet again, where will your life's journey take you? Many blessings
and good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.